Since this past spring, we've been fortunate to have William J. Smith as our poet in residence to take us through the year with poetry. Here are two of his poems that evoke October, the first about someone who might be met on Halloween, and the second about a creature that's right at home in this month's lengthening nights. They're both from a recording of his poetry that was made in the late 1950s.
Mrs. Caribou. Old Mrs. Caribou lives by a lake in the heart of darkest make-believe. She rides through the air on a rickety rake and feeds crawfish to a twitchety snake that sleeps in a basket of African weave. She sits by the fire when the lights are out and eats toadstools and sauerkraut and bowls of thick white milkweed stew. If you knock at her door, she will rise and shout, "Away with you, you roustabout! My cupboard is bare, my fire is out, and my door is closed to the likes of you. Go tie yourself to a hickory stake, put a stone on your neck, and jump in the lake. Away!" When the fire burns low and the lights are out, and the moon climbs high above the lake, and the shutters bang and the ceilings quake, Mrs. Caribou comes on her rickety rake and tries to turn you inside out. But when she does, what you can do is snap your fingers and cry, "Shoo! Away with you, Mrs. Caribou." Then she will fly back to make believe with her snake in a basket of African weave and finish her bowl of milkweed stew and never come back to bother you. Shoo, Mrs. Caribou. Shoo, Mrs. Caribou. Shoo, Mrs. Caribou. Shoo, shoo, shoo. The Owl. The owl that lives in the old oak tree opens his eyes and cannot see when it's clear as day to you and me. But not long after the sun goes down and the church clock strikes in Tarrytown and Nora puts on her green nightgown, he opens his big bespectacled eyes and shuffles out of the hollow tree and flies 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 and flies.